The proposed ballot language would ask voters if the Petersburg borough should prohibit marijuana sales, any marijuana product, and the operation of any marijuana establishment for growing, selling, or testing. The borough assembly last month voted not to put such an issue on the October 4th municipal ballot. So, some residents are petitioning for it. A petition application was filed with the borough on June 27th. Since then, petitioners have been trying to gather 104 signatures.
I have two high school kids.
That's Angie Davis, one of the petitioners.
I don't feel like we should be desensitizing our children to drugs. I just think that they get enough stuff shoved down their throat these days that it's one less thing that they need to be desensitized to.
In the 2014 statewide election, 52% of Alaska voters supported the regulated sale of marijuana. Voters in the Petersburg-Kupernov area had stronger support for legalizing marijuana, with 58% of voters favoring it. But Davis thinks not everyone was voting for what it would mean locally.
When I was presented with voting, it was, do you want marijuana legal? Yes or no? I voted no, but even though it passed, I don't think a lot of people knew what it entailed, as in a retail marijuana shop, a testing facility, you know, a cultivation plant. Those are all things I think a lot of us didn't know.
After the statewide legalization, the Petersburg borough has been working to create a marijuana ordinance detailing local rules. So far, the borough would regulate pot businesses about the same way as the existing liquor law. Similar to alcohol laws in the state, an opt-out vote is allowed for marijuana. Communities can vote to prohibit the sale or importation of marijuana or any pot product. And that's what the petition organizers are after. Petitioners each have their own reasons why they want to keep pot sales out of town. Grant Trask thinks it's a health risk and would lead to more drug use. In a letter he wrote in the local newspaper, he said, quote, "Today's marijuana user is very likely to become a meth or heroin user." But all petitioners agree that they want a public vote on the issue. Again, Angie Davis.
The whole point of the petition is so that the community can vote. So it's left to the community. If it comes back and it's all no votes or no votes win, great, then the community voted. We're not going to continue to keep pushing this. Just a lot of people feel like we want to have a voice of what's going to go on in the community.
Two businesses in the Petersburg borough are seeking a marijuana license from the state. Gary Morgan has applied for a state cultivation license located near Papke's Landing, about 10 miles south of town. And Susie Burrell wants to sell marijuana from the back of her Main Street restaurant. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.